Sunny Bonani, good wishes for the day and welcome to a South African Crime News Podcast. I'm Asisi Potema, and on today's headlines, three educators, including a principal, were arrested over allegations of assault on learners. A life sentence was handed down on a rape accused, and the George FCS unit probed child abandonment case in Kinsna. Stay tuned as we bring you these and more on the South African Crime News Podcast. For our first headline, three educators, including a principal, were arrested over allegations of assault on learners. Three educators from a local secondary school in Brayton were arrested on the 1st of September 2020 after reports surfaced that they are implicated in an incident where four learners aged between 17 and 21 were assaulted. This incident, which left the learners with injury, took place on the 31st of August 2020. According to information, the educators instituted corporal punishment on the learners, and as a result, the learners sustained injuries. One of the learners then reported the matter to her parents, who in turn alerted the police. A case was registered where three other learners also came forward with further allegations of assault against the three educators. The police then conducted an investigation into the matter, and it was discovered that among the educators implicated, the principal of the school, the head of department, as well as a post-level 1 educator. The three were immediately apprehended, and they were facing charges of assault with the intent to cause grievous bodily harm, as well as an additional charge of common assault. The suspects, aged between 30 and 48, were expected to appear in Emelo Magistrates Court on the 2nd of September 2020. For our second headline, a life sentence was handed down to a rape accused. The South African Police Service in Kwanobuhle welcomed the life sentence handed down to a 52-year-old man in the Uitenhage Magistrates Court on the 28th of August 2020. Notshulwana Lungisile was sentenced for the rape of a 36-year-old woman on the 8th of November 2014. On the mentioned date, at 10 p.m, Lungisile lured the victim, who was known to him, to his house in Kwanobuhle, where she was raped. The victim managed to flee from the suspect's house soon after the incident and reported the matter to the police. Lungisile was arrested on the 12th of November 2014 and remanded in custody for the duration of the trial. The integrated efforts of the Uitenhage Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit and the criminal justice system in exercising thorough investigations and prosecutions proved to be effective. Sentences such as this will send out a stern warning to criminals that they will not evade justice and that crimes against women and children will not be tolerated by the South African Police Service and the Justice Department. And for our last headline, the George FCS unit probe child abandonment case in Kinsna. The George Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit is appealing to the public to come forward with information that might lead to find the mother of an abandoned baby that was found near Green Street, Kinsna on the 31st of August 2020 at about 2:40 p.m. The abandoned coloured baby girl, estimated to be about a week old, was discovered by a passerby in the bushes near Green Street, Kinsna, who brought the baby to the Kinsna SAPS Community Service Centre. The baby was immediately transferred to the local Kinsna Hospital, where she was admitted and received medical treatment and nurturing. Attempts to find the parents of the baby were still underway. Meanwhile, a case of child abandonment was opened for investigation and more charges may be added. We therefore appeal to anyone who might have any information to please contact the investigating officer at the George FCS unit, Sergeant Delos Damons, on 044-803-4618, alternatively the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 may be used. In other news, a father was sentenced to life imprisonment for the rape of his daughter. The Western Cape SAPS management welcomed the life sentence that was handed down by the Wynberg Regional Court to Luyanda Daniels, aged 46, for raping his 14-year-old daughter on the 11th of August 2020 in the Marikana Informal Settlement in Philippi East. On the 24th of August 2020, The investigator in the case, Detective Sergeant Yandi Sajak, could not contain her excitement, citing the sentence brought smiles to her as she secured the sentence in Women's Month. The Western Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Yolisa Madagata, commended the investigating team for a thorough investigation that led to the conviction and subsequent sentencing of the accused. As the conviction and sentence comes towards the end of Women's Month, one hopes it will serve as a deterrent to would-be perpetrators of gender-based violence, said General Madagata. In the KwaZulu-Natal, murder suspects were arrested at a traditional healer's house. On the 31st of August 2020, Pantan police officers arrested six suspects aged between 83 and 23 for murder. It is alleged that about 3 p.m., the suspects allegedly assaulted a 46-year-old man at Zamokuhle area in Wynberg after he was accused of having an affair with a girlfriend of one of the suspects. The victim was allegedly assaulted with a spade and stones and sustained severe injuries to the head and body. He was transported to hospital, where he later succumbed to his injuries. Police responded to the report of a murder, and following a swift investigation, they received intelligence about the whereabouts of the suspects. Five of the suspects were found at the residence of a local traditional healer in Wynberg, where they allegedly went for cleansing. The sixth suspect was later arrested in the same area. The suspects were then charged for murder and were expected to appear at the Pantown Magistrates Court. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Khombinkosi Jula, commended the team for the swift arrest. Nyanga detectives, in collaboration with EC Police, located and arrested a suspect for the murder of Nomvuzo Adoli. Police made a breakthrough and arrested a suspect who was wanted for the murder of Nomvuzo Adoli of Nyanga. Her body was discovered at a dumping site behind the Siyanyanzela informal settlement in Browns Farm on the 13th of August 2020. The suspect was arrested after being traced with the assistance of the National Intervention Unit team in Mthatha in a hideout in Dudwa in the Eastern Cape on the 29th of August 2020. The investigators are in the process of transporting the suspect back to Cape Town. The suspect, aged 29, was expected to appear in the Atlehone Magistrates Court on the 4th of September 2020. The SAPS management commended the collaboration between the police in the two provinces, who ensured that the suspect had been apprehended and was to face the full might of the law. In Gauteng, a couple was remanded in custody for alleged dealing in drugs. Anechi O.N.A., aged 44, and his wife, Tsakani Carol Baloyi, 33, were remanded in custody on charges of manufacturing and dealing in drugs by the Pretoria Magistrates Court on the 31st of August 2020. The couple was arrested on the 29th of August 2020 at their residence in Centurion following a search and seizure operation conducted by the Hawks Serious Organized Crime Investigation and Crime Intelligence Counter Narcotics. The investigation team discovered a fully functional illicit crystal meth and meth aquiline manufacturing laboratory with an estimated value of 2.5 million rands. The police also confiscated chemicals and plastic containers used to manufacture the drugs. Suspects were immediately arrested. Ene and Baloyi were charged for manufacturing and dealing in drugs. Their case was then postponed for a formal bail application and further investigation. From the Hawks, a Western Cape duo was sentenced for over 5.6 million rands worth of illegal abalone. Matthew Peary, aged 45, and Patrick Anyembo, aged 34, appeared at the Paarl Regional Court on the 31st of August 2020 for sentencing. This follows the arrest on the 23rd of June 2020 in a joint search and seizure operation on the N1 near Huguenot Tunnel, undertaken by members of the Hawks Serious Organized Crime Investigation Unit, Crime Intelligence, the K9 Unit, and Department of Agriculture, Forestry and Fisheries. The team uncovered a total of 14,855 units of dried abalone with a total value of 5.6 million rands concealed in boxes at the back of a hired truck under bags of onions and potatoes. The duo remained in custody since their arrest. Perry and Kanyembo pleaded guilty on all charges, which included receiving, transporting, and possession of illegally poached abalone, as well as money laundering. The Paarl Regional Court sentenced the duo to 5 years of imprisonment and an additional 2 years of imprisonment. Both the sentences were wholly suspended for 5 years with the strangest conditions. In the Northwest, Christiana police investigated 2 counts of murder. The police in Christiana are investigating 2 counts of murder after a couple, Denise Fernandez da Silva, aged 74, and his wife, Maria Joreta da Silva, aged 71, were found dead in their store on the early hours of the 30th of August 2020. According to information available, reports suggest that the couple's body was spotted by a customer who looked inside of the store through a window after realizing that it was already 8 p.m. but the store had not yet opened. The police were alerted about the incident and upon arrival found the bodies lying down on the floor with Denise's hands tied with cables. The motive of the incident is still unknown and no one has been arrested. Investigations into the matter continue and the police are requesting anyone who might have any information regarding the incident to please contact the investigating officer, Captain Renee Smith, at 082-586-1264 or the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111. In the Northern Cape, a Kempdorp rapist was sentenced. The provincial head of FCS unit in the Northern Cape, Brigadier Nicky Moss, welcomed the sentence handed down to rapist Peter Arense, aged 28, on the 25th of August 2020. On the 1st of September 2017, at approximately 6 p.m., the 13-year-old female victim was on her way to her grandparents' house in Valspen in Jan Kempdorp with her friend. Whilst on their way, they were accosted by the accused and her friend was able to escape. The accused grabbed the victim, threatened her with the violence, and dragged her into the veld where she was raped. He was arrested on the next day and appeared in the Hartswater Magistrates Court. The investigating officer, Sergeant Zakaria, successfully opposed bail and the accused was remanded in custody until his conviction on the 17th of July 2020 in the Hartswater Regional Court. He was sentenced to 14 years of imprisonment on the 25th of August and his name was recorded in the register for sexual offenders. Sergeant Zakaria from the Hartswater FCS unit was applauded for the meticulous investigation of the case. In Limpopo, the police launched search operations to locate missing TVET students and a grade 7 learner. The South African Police Service in Limpopo are investigating 2 cases of missing persons after a TVET college student and a grade 7 learner were reported missing during separate incidents in the Retavi and Hlohotlo policing areas respectively. Kaogelo Shai, aged 20, from Mulalani village at Sekororo, went missing on the 29th of August 2020 in Mekgoloboto village. She is a student at Letaba TVET in Tzaneen and was currently staying as a lodger in the village. She was last seen with her new boyfriend Ronnie Khatla from the village, who apparently committed suicide on the 31st of August 2020. The type of clothes she was wearing at the time of her disappearance were unknown. Meanwhile, the police in Hlohotlo have also launched a search operation to find a missing teenage boy, Thabang Thulare, aged 14, from Mogaung village. It is alleged that on the 31st of August 2020, the boy, who is a grade 7 learner at Sindile Primary School, was involved in a fight at school and the school management instructed him to go home and return with his parents. It is alleged that the parents were not available and since then he never came to school or returned home. His mother was concerned after receiving his school bag with books from one of the community members. It is reported that the bag was found abandoned along the R574 road next to his village. The police conducted search operations in both incidents in and around the surrounding areas and at relatives and friends with no success. Anyone with information that can assist the police to find the 2 missing persons may contact Detective Sergeant Lawrence Shikwambana at 072-373-7399 or Lieutenant Colonel Makasela Henry at 082-451-7156. Alternatively, the Crime Stop number on 08600-10111 may be used. Security guards appeared in court for various charges. A 28-year-old security guard, Lucky Vala, appeared at the Standerton Magistrates Court on the 2nd of September 2020 on various charges including fraud, theft, as well as impersonating a senior prosecutor. The suspect was arrested on the 4th of September 2020 at Standerton during a police operation. According to information received, Vala, who is stationed at Standerton Magistrates Court, is accused of soliciting bribes under false pretense from unsuspecting members of the public to reduce their traffic fines. He would apparently lure them by pretending to be a senior prosecutor, take their money, then go to a private office to illegally reduce the fines. His cover was blown when several complainants were made from people who had not received their receipts as proof of payment. The matter was then reported to the police, who in turn instituted an operation into the matter, leading to the suspect's arrest. During the arrest, Vala was found in possession of traffic fines, date stamps, as well as reduction affidavits. Vala was remanded in custody and was to appear on the same court on the 3rd of September 2020 for a formal bail application. The Hawks TOMS arrested three suspects for kidnapping and extortion. Three suspects alleged to be part of a kidnapping racket were arrested following an investigation into a kidnapping incident where a 76-year-old elderly man was reportedly held hostage overnight at a location in Philip Nell Park, Pretoria, whilst his banking accounts were being emptied at a nearby filling station. An intelligence-driven operation by the Hawks Tactical Operations Management Sections at the National Office, in concert with Tswane Metro Police and K-9 units, as well as Tracker Connect, executed a delicate rescue procedure with precision. They took up their strategic positions and identified a suspicious Hyundai i20 hatchback entering a local petrol station with two occupants. The two suspects then exited the vehicle, went to the ATM where they withdrew money in several transactions and drove off. The vehicle was then followed and members managed to stop it. They apprehended the two suspects who were found in possession of the victim's bank card and other valuables. The suspect then gave details of an address where the victim was being held hostage. The identified premises were accessed. One more suspect was apprehended from the premises. The shocked but unharmed victim was rescued and his vehicle was also recovered from the scene. The vehicle that was used in the commission of a crime had been seized, as well as cash, cell phones and the victim's bank cards for further investigation. All the three suspects, aged 36, 34 and 37, were expected to appear at a Pretoria court within 48 hours. They were charged for kidnapping, extortion, and possession of suspected stolen property. In the Western Cape, two men were arrested for possession of drugs in Mitchell's Plain. Police participating in efforts to eradicate drugs in Mitchell's Plain. On the 1st of September 2020, members from the anti-gang unit were busy with crime prevention duties in Royal Ball Street, Beacon Valley, when they stopped and searched a suspicious male. Upon searching him, the police found heroin worth a substantial amount in his possession. The suspect, aged 34, was then arrested. Meanwhile, on the 1st of September 2020, Mitchell's Plain police were busy with stop and searches when they stopped and searched a suspicious male. Police found 400 ecstasy tablets in his possession. The police then arrested the 38-year-old male. The suspect faces charges of dealing in drugs and were to appear in court on the 2nd of September 2020. The police launched a manhunt for an alleged murder suspect of a 36-year-old woman. The police at Middleburg SAPS launched a manhunt for the suspect responsible for the brutal murder of a 36-year-old woman on the 30th of August 2020 at KwaNomzane location in Middleburg. The police were alerted by community members about an incident, and on arrival, they found the lifeless body of the woman in the street with multiple stab wounds to the upper chest. The K-9 unit at Middleburg immediately launched a manhunt for the suspect. With information received from a source, the 25-year-old suspect was traced and apprehended on the 1st of September on a farm in the district. The suspect was to appear in the Middleburg Magistrates Court on the 3rd of September 2020 on charges relating to murder. The zone commander of Chris Hani South, Craddock District, Colonel Ruth Slater, strongly condemned this horrendous act, which marked the closing of Women's Month. She also instructed that no stone should be left unturned to ensure a successful prosecution. In KwaZulu-Natal, a man who was nabbed with four firearms was due in court. A multidisciplinary operation was conducted at Pomeroy where four unlicensed firearms were recovered. The team went to Obanjeni area at two homesteads where a search was conducted. Upon searching at the first premise, a 35-year-old man was found in possession of two unlicensed firearms and three ammunition. They proceeded to a second homestead where a 50-year-old man was found in possession of two unlicensed firearms and two rounds of ammunition. Both the suspects were placed under arrest for illegal possession of firearms. They were to appear before the Umsinga Magistrates Court on the 2nd of September 2020. The KwaZulu-Natal Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Kombi Nkosi Jula, praised the team for the recovery of the firearms. The community members must expect more police visibility in their areas as our operations are still in full swing, he said. In the Eastern Cape, an unlawful firearm is confiscated from an intoxicated taxi passenger. Members of Barkly East Visible Policing Unit were busy with crime prevention patrols in town on the first day of September as part of increasing police visibility. Their activities included the stop and search of vehicles. When they stopped a taxi from Matatielo on the way to Volcom, the taxi driver indicated that he is experiencing a problem with a drunk and disorderly passenger. The police then requested the passenger to get out and upon searching him, found an unlawful firearm and ammunition in his possession. The passenger could not provide any proof of ownership of the firearm with a filed-off serial number. The 35-year-old suspect was arrested and was to appear before the Aliwal North Magistrates Court on the 3rd of September 2020. Investigation still continued and the firearm was sent for ballistic testing. The Eastern Cape Provincial Commissioner, Lieutenant General Lizzie Wenjinga, commended the members on their attentiveness and for confiscating the firearm. Illegal firearms are seen in a very serious light by the SAPS and must be removed from the hands of unlawful owners. And for our last story, an alleged fraudster appeared in court for alleged fraud. Mandisa Somhlaba, aged 34, briefly appeared in the Durban Specialized Crime Commercial Court for alleged internet-related fraud. It is alleged that Somhlaba was an IT specialist for a company that was providing computer assistance to one of the major insurance companies in Durban. During the 1st of April 2014 to the 20th of April 2015, he allegedly downloaded personal information of the clients, including their bank details, and unlawfully passed it to his accomplices. Deductions of 253,000 rands were misappropriated from the clients' bank accounts every month. The insurance company had to repay the clients and suffered a total loss of 1.9 million rands. Their case was then postponed to the 30th of September, pending further investigations. For further updates on the stories, please do follow the SAPS on social media platforms. Thank you for tuning in. Until next time.